Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. And I'm very
my best
excited
friend.
About the
Thank
show
you.
Today. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Barbara. And our guest today is psychic and medium Joseph Darrow, who is apparently, the way I remember it, Darrow, is a man with a hat on. That's the way I remember him. I remember his hat is like a little cap and his beard and his mustache, right?
Oh, it's cute.
Yes.
I love your style, Joseph. Welcome back.
Thank you. I know it's been a while since we've done this last.
I know, but when I listen to the show again, you've been on a couple of shows, very exciting shows of ours, and I listened to it back, and I feel like I just said that yesterday, but maybe that has to do with some kind of paranormal energy. I'm not sure, but it doesn't even seem like that long ago to me. What is that about?
It does and it doesn't. I know. Time for me just seems to be flying as well. It's like we turn around and suddenly it's August. And it's just like, whoa, when did this happen?
Wow.
And
you hit the nail
so much
on the head so much.
Oh, wow. That, like, you know, that I thank you all for the opportunity to be able to do anything.
Well, that's why we have you back, because our listeners really loved you. And, you know, on each call they were saying, oh, well, I hope I could talk to you again. So I hope we sent some people your way.
I hope this is their chance again. Well, for anybody who I get to speak to tonight, I'm absolutely grateful for any interaction.
Well, before we go into that, Johnny, do you want to remind our listeners a little more about Joseph Darrow?
Well, he's a psychic and a medium. And I got him off of a list of psychics. Apparently, you were not on the Best Psychics of America, but you were there. I think it was on a list of, I forgot what the name of it was, but there was a list of psychics. Are you on a lot of those, or?
Not that I know of. At least I'm not putting myself on there. There's a couple of things I'm involved with on Long Island. But in Long Island, New York. But otherwise, I don't like. I'm not putting myself on any list. If I end up on one, it's not. I'm not doing it.
It's that
you're
a psychic medium and intuitive counselor.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. So use this for counseling.
Counseling, like I see clients for readings to channel their loved ones. I branched out into mentoring because that also became part of it. I'm Reiki trained, so I'm also a Reiki healer. So I'm doing a bunch of different things.
Yes, you are. And usually people in your field, there's so many avenues to explore and to use as tools. I think it's so fascinating. But I only like to have the real deal on the show, right, Johnny? We just want the real good ones, and you totally stand out. Oh my gosh, you hit the nail on the head for me with my reading and all of our listeners too. I just listened to the show again, and it was yes. Oh my gosh, but I didn't do the thing that I said I might do it. You know, there was a message that you wanted. I mean, not you, but there was a message that somebody who had passed wanted me to give to their sister, but I did not do that. I didn't feel comfortable because I don't think those people like me. And you said the sister, and you said starting with the A, and I mean, she has 8 sisters, but then when you said the A, that was her favorite, Sister Angela, and I just really don't think that they like me. People, you're going to have to go listen back at that show. And, okay, we have a couple other shows, Joseph Darrow, where it's just Johnny and I and you and the callers. And then there's this other show, which was amazing. My makeup artist, who did my makeup for Playboy, she passed away, and we all loved her so much. So we had 8 Playboy Playmates on the show, and you read for all of us. So that was totally cool.
That was, I remember doing the night, and that was totally cool. Everyone was so nice to talk to as well. They were all a pleasure. I love when people walk. My intention is I want everyone to get something, and I want everyone to be happy.
Well, I'm glad that you got that from that, and they are. They're such sweet. They're like sisters to me, all those girls, and we are nice. Hello, people. We are. You heard it straight from Joseph. And he knows beyond reality. He knows beyond what's going on here on the earth with our feet planted on the ground, don't you?
Yes, I do sometimes, some things.
Well, let's dive into it. Johnny, do you have a question? About a reading. Not a reading. I don't want to do a reading right now for you. I just want you to ask him something, anything at all.
Well, I mean, you mean about, well, what it is that, you know, I'm going to be meeting Barbara in the next few weeks, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really nervous about that. I mean, it's, you know how it is when you plan a vacation and you go through all the things to plan it, and, you know, you get nervous about it, your driver's license renewed, making sure you get on the airplane, making sure that you can have the clothes for the trip, and, and it's not like, you know, it's like this is a person that's very important to you that you're meeting, and you want it to go well, you know. And though I'm not perfect, you know, I want it to go well for when I meet Barbara, if that makes sense, you know.
So what's the question?
How does he see it going?
Meeting Barbara.
Why are you so nervous about me? Do I give off that kind of energy to make somebody so nervous?
No, just by finding
that's because
thing, you know.
That's because it's two amazing people coming together, and you're just feeling the energy that you're just feeling the preemptive energy before that. So of course nervousness makes sense because you're just feeling the good stuff before it. You're just not quite sure what to do with it. But I feel like it's going to go well. I do feel like, though, if you're getting on a plane, John, that I also see trains, so maybe there's some travel involved. You better get there early, earlier than you think.
Like 3 hours or two or one? Okay. 3? Wow. I usually go an hour and a half early.
I mean, I say that because that's what I'm feeling, and I'm just like, all right, you just make sure to get there early. But otherwise it's a smooth trip. But the two of you, like, once you collaborate, the two of you are going to be bouncing brand new ideas off each other that you haven't told each other yet. So
that I believe.
I like that because I like the new ideas, because once the two of you all say in person, like, it just makes whatever you got going that much better, because now, like, not that you don't know what each other looks like, but it's just like in person is so different.
That I believe.
Honestly,
it really is.
Honestly, so like,
that I believe.
So whatever the new things you two got cranking in your mind, like that, you know, that will be the time to discuss it. But I just see new things that you haven't even told each other about. So. So I like it. I like the way that sounds. And let's see. And Barbara, you're bringing your notebook. So make sure you write everything down.
Oh my gosh! And you know it. And I just bought a new notebook. You're so funny because you see my little things. It's hilarious. And one time you said, "I see you going back and forth," and I do that all the time. I have a little basket and to take that stuff to the other part of the house. I mean, I don't have that many hands, right? So, and you saw that last time. You really know my little things, which is totally cool. Wow. It says dreams and schemes on the outside. Dreams and schemes on the outside of my notebook. It came like that. It's real cute. I just bought it, and you said this.
I was gonna say because you haven't put anything in it yet, but that's where your ideas are gonna end up being on those pages. You're also gonna doodle because I see that too, because you're a doodler.
Oh, yes. And I got the colored crayon, I mean, not crayons, but colored pencils out and all of my artwork. I want to do an easel because it does relax you. You know what? It relaxes you to doodle color, adult coloring books. And my mom framed the last one I did because she thought it was so good.
Oh, that's exciting. I would love to see it. You'll have to share that with me sometime. I love art appreciation. You'll have to send,
I put it
send
on
me something.
Our Life Laughter Happiness Instagram. I put it on there. Mm-hmm. And I will forward it to you.
Check it out. I see your Instagram anyway, but I'll check it out and make sure I make sure I don't miss that.
Oh, good. Hold on, Jody. Let's take a moment and talk about our Instagrams. Joseph Dyro, tell the audience where we can find you on Instagram while we're talking about it.
My Instagram is, Joseph the Medium. Joseph Dyro Psychic Medium. That's just one of the hashtags I use. But it's Joseph Dyro Psychic Medium. But it's Joseph _ Psychic Medium. I try to keep it simple. And that's where people can find me. They can message me. I answer. I answer messages. People make appointments through my Instagram. So everybody's welcome to go check it out. I try to post inspirational stuff. Although I keep being told I need to post more about me, and I feel absolutely weird doing that. So people bear with me because I'm not a showy person. That's like, all right, you want to see a picture of me? Why? But I'm trying to get used to that.
Well, that just means that they really love you and they're interested. So that's cool.
I know it feels so weird.
I want to look at it right now. I went to YouTube and I listened to shows, but I didn't recently look at your Instagram. And I know that you put a lot of inspirational quotes out there and sayings. And it's very nice. It's very positive. You live a very positive life in doing this, don't you? Tell us about your life.
Exactly as you said, I try to keep it positive. That doesn't mean I'm positive 100% of the time, no. But it's just like, my guides have always told me, like, you can go be sad and whatever, but just don't stay there. You got to come back. You got to come back to the positivity, which is also perfect. You got to live life happy, in some state of happiness. And also part of what some of the coaching I do for people is, I try to mentor them in manifesting things and bringing about the positivity in their life. So, and that's also I wouldn't want to do that unless I was doing it myself. So that's why my inspiration to show inspiration and share some knowledge or whatever wisdom spirit gives me for the day. If I'm listening correctly, I can hear spirit like, here's the message that's going to go out there today.
Well, more people should live like that, going by their own advice. They advise other people all this great advice, but then I say sometimes, why don't you take your own advice that you give out to everybody else? And how could they just lose sight of their own self?
Maybe people sometimes they either feel nervous about it or not that they discount their own stuff. It's always different when it's your personal self. You always think maybe there's a little more effort that has to happen as opposed to just going for it. Or sometimes it's nice to have some insight from some other direction that you have the right idea in your own head. Because sometimes we doubt ourselves. Sometimes I doubt myself, and then I have my guides and my spirits, mostly my grandma, who yells at me in my head saying, what are you doing? You know not to think that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't think that.
Right, because we have all those little things going on in our head where if we're trying to help somebody else, we don't have all that. It's like the static energy, but we could get rid of that. And I bet you have tons of tools on how to do so. Do you meditate? What other kinds of things do you do to get ready for all your clients? I mean, that takes a lot of energy.
Besides just meditation, I have some like relaxation things I do. Sometimes I'll sit in with my pad and I'll, with a pad of paper and like I was describing, I'll just doodle. Because it allows me to disconnect and just have like my moment of, all right, I'm not involved in anything right now and I'm just channeling something out. And, usually I'll end up drawing a nice picture before someone comes to my house or I look up on Zoom what's going on with somebody, with a client today. But a lot of my relaxation is related around art, or if I have an opportunity, I go take a walk and walk somewhere outside, sometimes just around the block, just to be outside, because that also clears out a lot of things for me. So it's not just meditation.
Meditation's
wonderful, but there's like physical activity also helps me just channel it out and just, you know, be out and ready and open for whatever I need to be for my clients today.
And you live in New York. Where do you walk? Is it the city? Is it the country?
I live on Long Island, so there's a couple of parks not too far from me. A lot of times I'll just go around the block. But because I live in the suburbs, so most parks I have to drive a little bit to. But I also live not that far from the beach, so I can hop in my car and be at the beach in a few minutes. And I love going there. I'm the kind of person like I'll be at the beach all year round, because I just love it.
That's
you're a beach
my
person.
Little drive, yes, and it's just this little drive, and I like to keep it to myself most of the time and put my feet on the sand and just walk and not care about anything and just take it in. That's where the big body of water meets the. Hey, it's like the beach is special. Johnny lives right on the beach. He doesn't understand the special quality.
Mm-hmm.
Of
That's
it.
Awesome,
can you
Johnny.
Explain it? Yeah, Johnny, he's going to explain it. You can explain it way better than I can. No, Joseph, will you explain the beach? Like, what is so special about the beach?
Nature, one, to me, always has this ability to just clear away everything that's bothering me, at least. And, you know, specifically just the location where I'll say all the elements come together. You know, it's the sun, it's the sky, it's the land, it's the water, and I just always feel amazing when I'm near water, and that, you know, the wave action is just always calms me down. It just always brings me to a good spot. I always feel amazing when I'm at the beach.
It's powerful.
It is. It is so powerful. And, you know, spirit like that's walking around, or, you know, everything's so calm, let's say, right on the water. So I'm always enjoying myself there. It is my moment to, like, I'll release whatever needs to be released and relax, and I allow myself to relax, I think, when I'm at the beach. Not that I can't do it otherwise. It's just especially about when I'm at the beach. Yep, I can relax. I can enjoy observing nature. Just puts my mind, I'll say, at ease, and just lets me, you know, disconnect from whatever it is I want to disconnect from. And yes.
Of
energy, and again, nature has this way of just taking out all the negative energy, maybe that I'm just holding up, and it just disperses it, you know, does its thing with it. Nature knows what to do with that energy, and it channels back into me just positive stuff, just positive energy. So I always leave feeling so good, and I'm like, I'm glad I did it.
And you know what else? I learned that when I went and had this foot soak with my mom in Seattle. She said, oh, I stick my feet in there, and they have this special stuff, and it sucks out your toxins. And sometimes people have, like, bubbles and skunk, okay? I went there.
Right.
I had none. And she said, do you walk on the beach? I go every single day with my bare feet. I didn't realize that there is something in there that sucks out your toxins. Did you know that?
No, I don't think I knew that. That's as interesting, but it also kind of makes sense.
Yes, iodized, something like that.
I know with when you're walking like on the grass, you know, when you do barefoot on the grass, you're doing an ionization exchange with the earth, and the earth takes away the negative charges and gives you back positive charges. So it's probably something very similar to that.
Yes, that's what it is. I just did not know the proper word. It must be. And because my mom was thinking, oh, she comes from Los Angeles. She's going to have tons of toxins. I knew I could read her mind. I have a little bit of that, too. And I didn't have any. And she had, like, there's, like, oily, it looks like oil bubbles, okay? She had toxins, and I did not have any toxins.
Well, that's good. Then you know what, you know that you doing it is working.
Yeah, so I thought that we better tell everybody about it and, you know, get that in their mind, because it's so easy just to sit at home. Oh, I wanted to go, but I didn't get in the car and go, or I didn't walk down there or ride the bike down there. It's really important to do something like that for yourself every day, isn't it?
It is. And for those who aren't near a beach, like, you know, like I said, the grass in a park, which works just as good, you know, nature hike. Nature hike if you're comfortable. Some people aren't comfortable taking off their shoes. I'll do it because that's just me. I'll take off my shoes and go, you know, go dance around in the grass. I must give my neighbors sometimes a nice show. Like, what is he doing? I'm like, that's just him. He's just the crazy person next door.
Yeah, it feels good. That's just Joseph. But,
yes.
Oh, thanks for pointing that out because other people don't have the beach. That's true. And I did not know that the grass does feel good between your toes. One time I put bread in between my toes and I walked down to a lake my mom lived on and the ducks ate the bread out of my toes. They were swarming and we were laughing our heads off.
Oh. The ducks swarmed around you. Oh, no. I mean,
oh my gosh,
did
it
tickle?
It tickled, yes. I mean, it creeped out at first because there are little bills that are nubbing your toes and getting all the bread real quickly. And there was tons of them. And, oh, my daughter, I made her squeal laugh. And, you know, when they're little, you love to do that kind of thing. So I did
find
weird things to do. And you think they think you're weird. What about the neighbor seeing me do that?
Well, they haven't seen me do that. So I can't, I have nothing to say about that, but maybe I'll try it, Elle. There's no, I'll have to go drive to a lake somewhere nearby.
Let's see what
people say. Like, check out this weirdo with the ducks.
Hey, do you think it would be a good idea if I made Johnny do that? Because we have a lot of geese and ducks in like ponds around.
No, I'm not doing that.
And we don't have to go all the way to the beach. And I'm going to have Johnny do that and put the bread in between the toes.
No.
Hello.
All right.
Okay, Johnny, let's talk about, before the caller, what does Joseph have going on, if anything? Maybe you don't. Maybe you are just doing your clients every day, living a busy life in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally cool. But if you're speaking somewhere or there's something special or a seminar, tell us about it.
I am doing speaking at the on Long Island. We have an organization called the Eyes of Learning, and it's located in Hicksville in Levittown Hall. On August 21st, I'm going to give a lecture about positivity and how to navigate, let's say, the new year 2021. Even though we're more than halfway through it, but I'm explaining more about the 5D energy that's available to us now and how to take advantage of the 5D energy.
Oh,
which
5D.
Is
there another word for that?
Yeah, it's fifth dimensional energy.
Okay. Interesting. Can you tell us just a little bit about it?
Yes. I'm sorry. That's Friday, August 20th, not the 21st. I said this way.
No. Oh, no.
But,
I was going to tell you, August 21st is my birthday, and I thought that's such a special date that you had your thing set for.
I'm talking to you. That's maybe I'm just tapping into that because I mean, I can definitely read people shortly. But I just want to explain to people. I can say it briefly. There's so much stuff going on in the world right now, and there's so much new energy available to us that that's been streaming in for a little while now, and people are a lot of my clients are basically expressing to me that they're, in my head, like they're feeling this this fifth dimensional energy and they just don't know what it is and they don't know what to do with it. And so, in chatting with the people at the Eyes of Learning, we all thought it was a good idea if I just go to one spot and just try to explain it all to everybody, because this will be live. I mean, it'll be in person, but it'll also be on Zoom. So it will be available to people who can't make it in person. That information,
can they interact?
Go to the Eyes of Yes, I believe that
like
I believe they
Zoom?
Can interact because I will be
okay, cool.
I believe on Zoom too. It's the Zoom part for me giving a lecture at this place is new, but I do believe that like people will be allowed to ask questions and go back and forth a little bit about it, because I just want to give people some knowledge and information and just show them that and explain to them that from spirit's point of view, like things are honestly getting better for us all. We just have to understand how that works and how you can get started with, with things getting better. Because, we've all had a rough year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have this info and I want to tell as many people as possible. So here's just one platform to get started on.
I love this. learning experience with all of this. And the fifth dimension, now that it's not on my birthday, maybe I can tune in. Where can we get
maybe
the
you
tickets
can.
Or the link?
Let's see. It would be the eyesoflearning.com. I think it's .com. You know, I think I'd know this like off the top of my head, but no.
That's
and I hope
okay.
that if any of them are listening, I hope they're not mad at me.
Well, but we could go to your Instagram or wherever else
you, can go to my,
you want us to go and you, find it there too, right?
I will be posting short, like soon about it because I have to because otherwise people are not going to know. But let's see. The Eyes of Learning website myeyelevel.com. Is that real? Is that the way it is? Yep. Eyesoflearning.org. Good. It was .org. I had it in my head like
okay.
it's .org, isn't it?
Yeah. You
but they're
you
know,
that kind of
they're
thing.
A metaphysical organization, and they've been there for over 40 years, I believe, and they're wonderful people.
Where do you study this? Metaphysical, does it just come naturally or are there places, are there colleges or where can we learn more? Do you have a book that we can read?
I don't have a book. It's funny because everyone keeps asking me, do I have a book? I don't have a book and I haven't had the intention of writing a book. Maybe I should. But a lot
yeah.
of this, honestly, is just coming out, is just spinning out of my mouth. You know, when I sometimes sit there and I meditate for myself and I intend to connect to my own guides and my own spirits, and this information just kind of flows out of me, and which is why the Eyes of Learning, they asked me to come and, you know, come and give the lecture. But some stuff, like there's some local teachers. My teacher is Pat Longo, and I've learned a lot from her. But also a lot of it's really just me sitting on my couch and just channeling out whatever information I have to. But I just have that inquisitive mind. I'm always asking spirit questions. And it's like, what
and
is this? What is
this?
How does that work?
Since
I'm sorry?
Childhood, have you had
yes.
this gift? Wow. When did you first find out? How did you know? I mean, you must always have known or felt different. Just tell us. Was there
yes.
a moment that you're
always,
just like, I'm
always
special?
Always felt different, always felt weird, always knew something was up and always knew, like, I was talking to people. I just didn't know what to call it, like, because this runs in my family. Both my parents are mediums, and I have siblings, and we all do it to different extents. But we all do it. But it was really, we had a medium come to our house one day, and she basically sat there and said, you're all mediums. And it's just like, really? That's what this is? That's what that is? I'm not crazy?
Oh, that's great. Oh. Wonder
Which,
why some people
this,
are given this, though, Joseph. Like, why? Why is your family given this gift and others are completely oblivious to even common sense, basically? Why? Do you ever know
some
why?
That, my family specifically, I'll say not that it was talked about a lot, but we all just, it was just kind of something, I guess, I don't want to say it's like genetic. I think, I believe everybody has the ability. It's just whether or not you're listening or you know, to tap into it. And maybe it just was easier for our family. You know, maybe most of my family were more cerebral people and we spend a lot of time on our heads. And it just so happened that there's other voices in the heads, in our heads as well. Which maybe makes us all sound crazy. That's not the intention. But what was wonderful about my family is that it was accepted. So it wasn't like something we had to sweep under the rug and no one had to knew about it. We all worked together. We all went to classes and developed it a little more. We all, you know, I'll say had some level of training, and it was, I'll say mostly it was accepted, because I'm sure there's families and other groups out there where people, they don't know what it is and they don't understand it, and they kind of sweep it under the carpet because it's like, we don't know what it is, so let's not address it. Because I believe that everybody has some capacity to tap into psychicness or mediumship and be able to connect on some level.
Well, yeah. Because otherwise,
I mean, I've been doing this.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying, I was imagining what you were saying. I mean, everybody has it to some level because, oh, everybody says, I have a feeling, I have a feeling, I have a feeling. Well, you know, that is like our instinctual feeling of, you know, the situation. So we all
yes.
do. But you help us tap into it. When you do these seminars, we can tap into our own. Will you give us
yes.
like the tools to be able to do that? I want to learn.
Yes, the tools, Which is not as complicated as people would think about a tool. It's really, I mean, honestly, the easiest thing to say is you got to trust what you get. When you have that feeling, you got to trust it. A lot of people don't trust it. And I'll say that's the best starting point, because if you don't trust something you're getting, then you can't develop anything, because you're not trusting your own gut instinct.
Well, what if somebody says, wow, I wasn't even going to come to this party, but I sure am glad I did, because otherwise I wouldn't have met you. What about that gut feeling? Like, they didn't want to go. They didn't feel like going. Is that not a gut feeling that's just kind of like, oh, I'm lazy feeling?
I don't interpret that. It's not a gut feeling. It's a fear feeling, which is different. It's like their gut's probably saying, I want to go, but they're afraid. There's something in there that they're, also, maybe fear is not the right word. Maybe it's just like, but they're nervous.
No.
Like, you know, they try to think
fear.
Of every excuse not to. They don't want to break out of the comfort zone, and it's just the reasoning in their mind. But they go anyway because they kind of feel like, I got to do it anyway. Something's telling me to just go. So you go and you have a great time. But what were you feeling in the beginning? You were feeling the pushback because you're about to step out of your comfort zone.
Now,
well, it is fear, stepping out of your comfort zone. So I would
yes.
take that as fear, and you are so right. And thank you for clearing that up for me, because that's why. Go ahead, Johnny.
All right. Well, I was just going to say, would you like to take a caller now?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. Area code 323, you're on the air.
Greetings, this is David.
Hello, David.
Hi, so I was, Joseph, I've never been on Instagram, but I was on your website earlier today, and I have to commend you. The aesthetic, the colors, the design, the pictures, you present yourself very well. I was very, very impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I picked most of the colors. I had someone help set up my website, but the pretty much the presentation and, let's see, the design is me. I do artwork as well. So I'm like, thank you.
Yes, I was impressed. So I lived in New York City for years and spent a good amount of time out on Long Island. And actually, the reason I'm calling is I've actually had Long Island on my mind a lot the last couple of weeks. And so when I saw you were on, I scheduled my day around making this phone call. So I generally feel like I wonder if I've taken a wrong turn somewhere or if I've missed something. And it's interesting because a lot of my best moments, my happiest times, were actually spent on Long Island. I mean, I spent an entire summer on Fire Island, and it was amazing, and spent time in the Hamptons. And I miss the Long Island Railroad every day of my life. I was on the Long Island Railroad, and Isabella Rossellini sat down next to me, and I rode with her from Sayville all the way into the city. It was amazing.
It's like it can be a pleasant ride. Not for me. It depends on how you look at it, but yes, I can totally relate to what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, but I didn't catch who you sat by the whole way.
Isabella Rossellini sat down right next to me, and we talked for 2 hours. This was in 89. This was at the height of her. It was the height of her modeling and movie stardom. So, yeah, I met all kinds of amazing people on the Long Island Railroad. I mean, you can meet anybody on that train.
That's cool. Wow.
So
anyway,
Dave, I do want
now
to say,
I feel
like
I'm off the track.
Okay. Off the track, so to speak. I love the nostalgia, but you do connect it to Long Island, let's say, and maybe some other similar places, but really more about what this feels for me is just the feeling you were having while you were here, and not necessarily, I'll say, the location. The location, I'll say, is wonderful. But because I'll say, ultimately, if you were thinking of relocating, I'll say it's never a bad idea. But I just want you to understand that it's more about what you were feeling while you were experiencing all that, and you're about to experience similar feelings all over again. That's why nostalgia comes back, is simply you're feeling the energy before it gets here, kind of a thing. Because you are sensitive in a few different ways. You also you also have two grandparents who have passed as I'm talking to you. And because as I'm talking, the room just starts filling up in my head. But I just want you to just understand, like, it's, yes, it's wonderful to remember it, but you haven't missed the train on anything. If I could use that joke.
Yeah, please. Well, let's stay on the track. Yeah.
But I understand why you feel that, like, you know, that you've missed something. No, you haven't. You absolutely haven't. It's more about you're feeling something that's coming before it's actually here. And it's going to be similar emotions and feelings that you were feeling when you were experiencing all that, let's say, good stuff on the train. You know, if you wanted to come and revisit that, it's just, I'll say, just expanding on the positivity of what this is. But you have a couple of different good things coming your way right now, because there's some new people coming into your life, and I'll say if it's not happening now, it's happening really soon, because I do feel the sense of urgency. But I do want to say again, you haven't missed anything. This is you connecting to what's happening going forward. This is a really good feeling, and not to discount how you feel. If you feel like, all right, it's, you know, there's this void somewhere in here, it's because you're about to experience, you know, some opportunities to fill whatever that is. And because you're feeling the energy out before it gets here, let's say.
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like I've been coasting for years now. I mean, I live in comfort. I don't go out in the world and fight or beg for money or scream or con or do anything. And I never get in trouble. And so I just feel like I'm coasting for a really long time now.
Honestly, nothing wrong with coasting. But it's also perhaps just preparing you for, I'll say, what the next chapter of it all is. And I like to call people, like, you know, we all get chapters. Like, well, how about, like, you know, a chapter's over and we're done with this book. We're going to be on to another book. You know, you have, like, a series of books in your life, and we're just moving on to what the next book's going to be about. Because it's not over. Definitely not over. And you've been itching for new things. And Spirit, I just feel like, really just wants to say you're ready for it. You're ready for changes. So opportunities are going to be popping at your door to go other places. And perhaps I feel at least two new people walking through the door, kind of a thing. When I say opportunities, that doesn't mean they're literally knocking on the door. That just means they pop in, they give you ideas, and that's the opportunity, is the ideas that's come about in your mind.
Okay.
You also have a connection to, like, I guess, north of New York, or like into the Northeast.
Well, I've been up there. I've traveled just a little bit, but like I was in New York, I don't know, the last time 2 years ago. I haven't been on Long Island in about 10 years. But I live in California now. So I rarely get out back to New York at this point.
Okay. I mean, if you're able to pay a visit, let's say New York would love to have you, because it would just be a positive trip for you, because you just already put out that kind of energy. But I just want to acknowledge, like, yes, I feel that you're restless, but it's, I'll say, because the higher version of you has already decided, yep, we're going to make a change, and it's going to be a ripple effect where everything from this point moving forward is going to change, And I'll say you get the magic of deciding what exactly that is. You're just tapping into what this energy, the energy that's going to make the ripple effect is, if that makes any sense. Because as I said before, yeah, you're sensitive and you're feeling it before it comes. So I'll say this, the actual like, you know, pebble in the water creating the ripples hasn't actually happened yet. I don't feel that, but it's coming really, really soon. Possibly like within the next couple of days, because I feel that sense of urgency, but it's all really good. So you have to trust that, you know, what you like, the decisions that you want to make, because I don't want to tell you what to do, but I feel like, no, you haven't missed anything. You're about to embark on the new journey, which is going to, you know, which is going to put you, I'll say, traveling a little bit, if not to New York, then somewhere else, and getting you thinking like, gee, I can live here. Cause yes, you can. You can pick up and move anywhere you want. Let's see. You're free to move about the country.
Well, not without a mask, but I'm not wearing a mask. So.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can move about the country with a mask. That won't, let's see, honestly, that won't be a problem for you. But Spirit just also keeps giving me, he's moving on. I mean, meaning you, you're moving on. And I'm like, all right, I like hearing you moving on, but it's all really good. It's all really positive.
Cool.
I think I said before, but you can connect to grandparents on your mother's side who have passed, but also there's also an aunt on your mother's side who has passed.
Yes.
Because they, like, when I do that, when I channel for spirit, like, everyone just kind of gathers up quickly in my head, and, you know, because I only have so much time with you, but I just want to say, but they're pushing you too, which is also, but you're feeling it as well. So you're not oblivious to just feeling the push, and this is just, and that's just simply what you're feeling. You're just feeling, spirit's just giving you an energetic nudge, and it's just like, you want this, just go for it. Just relax and be comfortable with it, because you're going to be fine. And as I was explaining with Barbara before, it's just stepping out of the comfort zone thing. It's like, can I do this? Yes, you can. Do you want to? Yes, you do. Otherwise, we wouldn't be pushing you. The spirits will never push us into something we really ultimately don't want. They know we want it, so that's like, yep, we can see it. We can see it better than you can. Just go.
Oh, that's great, David. Isn't that great? Because this perspective, it's an in-depth, like, realization of energy Joseph has. So it made me think of your whole new chapter in a different perspective.
Doesn't it give
you, like, that freedom? Because now you don't have to go forward with any doubt, because what you're doing is correct.
Because I want you to know, David, you have momentum. That's what you're feeling, is the momentum before it actually starts moving, before the train starts moving. And it's just really, that's what it is. So you're honestly ready for it. You're ready for change. You're ready for the momentum.
Great. Well,
and
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Spirit just wants to say, but you know, there's nothing wrong here. Like, there's nothing to be concerned about this. We just want you to have this ride and have a good time with it.
All right. Awesome.
Yes. I like this whole thing where you use the analogies with the train, because this is his memory, and it's so dear to his heart. But he can live through this train
really,
memory, and make it work for him, right?
Yes, because that's really what my spirit has always told me. Like, yes, because I don't want people confusing. Like, oh, I'm remembering this, and I should be back there. Maybe you should, but mostly it's connecting back to the memory, the energy of that memory. What did it feel like? And meaning you're about to experience similar happy memories, or you're about to create similar happy memories. And he particularly, I feel, he feels that. He feels that so deeply. And I want to just bring it to his attention that he's connecting. He's connecting to all that energy, and he's feeling it out, and that's what that is. And I can understand how it would feel like, you know, is he missing out on something? No, he's not. He's not. It's just, it's the energy and his spirit just telling him that he's moving into that same feeling once again. And
Joseph,
so that momentum of that feeling is going to push him into it.
Do you make him know that for sure? I mean, just by telling him that, that's all you can really do. But I have these memories too. And I moved here because of it. The memory of, like, thinking of me at the beach with just the way I woke up in my pad with the sun on my face, and I go out and I can go there. And then I actually moved here for that memory that was persistent in my mind. And he has this train. How do you decipher that he shouldn't actually move back there?
I'm always asking his guides when I'm channeling spirit. It's like, guys, can I say this to him? And if they say yes, I go forward. If they say nope, this is just more of an explanation, then I proceed with knowing that. But everyone's a little different. But yes, like, if he wanted to definitely move, I'll say that, honestly, spirit said it. I think it's like, there's nothing wrong with him choosing to do that. We just don't want him to be afraid of doing it, because he's got that wonderful mojo going on. So he can't, I'll say, in this sense, he can't lose. You know, it might not be 100% perfect the entire time, but I'll say, but it's, you know, but we can work with 90%, 95% perfect, because let it be that
anyway.
No.
We're perfect anyway.
Nope.
We cannot expect
that.
But thank God we have you. Because I was very impressed when he said that. I was so impressed. I mean, he's got his feelers out. He read that you were going to be on Life After Happiness. And he scheduled his whole day around this so he could call in.
That is amazing.
That is right there. I mean, really.
I'm so grateful for him. You know, on my end, it feels like, you know, it's just on my end. Like, it feels weird that something like, you know, that he planned his day on it. I feel so honored, and my whole intention is I wanted to give him what he needed to hear today, and what Spirit had ready for him, for me to say. And you know, I wish I had hours with people because I could talk forever.
Well, you have a lot of energy then, but it depletes your energy. You exude a lot of energy. But I have a question about the spirit guides, because I would like to tap into my own spirit guides. People always call in, don't they, Johnny? Hey, my spirit guide, hear anything about spirit? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I saw in a dream my face turning into a man's face. I've seen masks in dreams, and they change and they morph, and they have such a good feeling, even though they're scary to most people they would be, but there's such a good feeling to me, and this love beam that goes in and out of my heart. I go into this other realm, and it's a bluish red orange huge cord thing that zooms into this one corner direction in my apartment. So can you do anything with what I just told you?
Well, let's see. When it goes, I just want to say though, but when it becomes, I'll say, intimidating in your dreams, or when you've been meditating, when you've asked to see your guides, the scary part comes because now I'll say your subconscious kicks in, and it's honestly ego. Your ego is supposed to be there. It's meant to be there. It's a good thing, but it's designed to keep you safe. And when something's happening that you're not quite, that your subconscious is not quite sure of, it's going to give you that sense of, you know, should this be happening? Am I safe? Because it's like, it's that check-in. Like, are we safe? Are we good?
Wait.
Because it's just simply your mind.
Wait, hold on. I have to interject, because I'm saying it would be scary to other people if they saw what was in my mind. But what I was seeing, morphed faces, like on the totem pole type thing, changing, I liked it. I thought it was love. I felt good about it. But I'm just telling you that what I saw would probably scare other people, but it doesn't scare me.
I see. Oh, it wouldn't scare me either. I mean, I've seen different stuff too, in my own head. But I have to
love that.
Are
these my spirit guides, though? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I actually don't know, and I've been asking, right, Johnny, for 2 years and 3 months on the show. I've been asking everybody, how do you find the spirit guides? I don't even know how. I'm very frustrated with this, Joseph.
Well, you have three spirit guides right now. One, I'll say, is your primary. I call them the primary guide because you have the one that you were assigned to when you were born, and you have two more that add on as life progresses, because sometimes you just need not extra help, but just extra assistance, I'll say, or extra attention, because it depends on what's going on with you. As you're evolving, they're just here to assist you.
Okay. And so primary guides, like you have your primary doctor. What about the two others? Do
yes.
you see what they're called, or what do they look like? Do they look like totem pole faces?
They can look like totem
I'm
pole faces, but it's also
at this whole thing, okay? I'm laughing because I feel like it's a little embarrassing what I see. To tell everybody what I see is embarrassing somewhat.
To me, I would hope you're not, well, you're obviously not embarrassed describing it to me, but that's simply, it's one, they'll show up somewhere in your reference point. So one, you're fine with totem poles on some level, but it's also just a nod to the energy that is present for you that you're also tapping into at that time. So totem poles to me, you know, there's some, you know, Native American thing going on, but that is your guides representing themselves in a way that's going to get your attention. You know, because if they were, you know, something that was completely like, you know, you have, you know, no interest in, absolutely no connection to, then it's like, what's the point? Because it's not grabbing your attention. But since you like doing that, you like seeing that thing, they'll show up in a way that you like. But also, it's the energy dancing with them.
Mm.
Just let's just form into this because it's cool and you like seeing it, so we'll do it that way.
Oh, interesting. See, I love your perspective. Oh, wow.
Because they'll pick something from your subconscious mind and your conscious mind they'll present themselves in a way that's going to attract your attention, get your attention somehow.
That's interesting. Okay, so everybody, think about that. Think about outside the box. Okay, why are you thinking this? Maybe because You are loved by the universe. You're giving out something good. You're going to get something good back. Take it. This might be your good to realize, hey, wow, the spirit guides are putting it into a thing that I felt good about. Like, I'm from Seattle, Washington. We study totem poles. We love the American Indians. We love the Native American Indians. I spent a lot of time in Alaska. So I, you know, I look up to those people. And they're coming to me this way. Wow.
Yes, because now it's a reference point for you. It's there's your connection is in that way. It doesn't have to be that way all the time, but it comes in that form because they'll say if they pull something like another cultural reference that you've never experienced or really don't care about, I'll say it would be lost information to you because you would just sit there and wonder why am I looking at that? It makes it doesn't mean anything.
Right. So they know everything. They really know body. Maybe they do know everything about you.
They do. Your guides, they'll say they know you from before you were even here.
Why do they want to do this? Why?
Because they want to help you on your journey as you learn things while you're here.
Okay.
Right.
John, have you ever thought about who your spirit guides are?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I've sort of had things like when I've had visions and, you know, and it is weird. I've had some people tell me, you know, in your last life, you probably had a bad experience with water because I can't go underwater without freaking out. And it doesn't matter how slowly I do it. It's and I've had bad like dreams involving pools and swimming pools and it's like whenever my parents would go to the beach, I would get left out and I would have these dreams of being left behind at the pool, you know. So
right, interesting.
A lot of fear.
I feel like it goes deeper and it's not just the water. It's just my instinct is that there's more to it then.
Okay.
But Jonathan, I like it. But I also hear like, you know, I guess tapping into your spirits though. Well, I'll say if you're ever interested in doing a past life regression, like that might just help you to some, I'll say to some answers about that. If you ever wanted to explore that, but
what is
just,
it?
I'll say just because. Sometimes like with past life regressions, you can discover like what was past life traumas that Jonathan is describing, that maybe there was a past life trauma that other people brought up to him. But there is also, as you said, like that feeling of being left out. And I'll just say water also represents once you're in the water, you're in there by yourself. And that is the ultimate loneliness kind of a thing. So it's also just connecting to, you know, deeper into his psyche among other things.
Mm-hmm.
I love connecting deeper into the psyche. I love this stuff so much. Wow. Gosh, thank you so much for coming on and sharing more about you. And okay, I'm not ending the show right now. I just am so thankful and grateful for you. You really made me open up my mind and look at things in a different perspective today.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy leading you open to like, here you go. Here's a whole field of things to look at now.
Wow. Well, when did you, as a young person, when were you able to change, if you did, careers? I mean, maybe if your family was always in this field as mediums, maybe you've made a living from it since you were a kid. Did you have another job? Did you have another career? Oh, you did say, are you an artist?
I am an artist on the side, but I also do architecture on the side.
Oh,
so I don't do this full time right now. Actually, I just changed that a bit. For this summer, I've actually shifted more of my time towards my clients and more of the spiritual work. But I also, you know, all my life, I also love architecture. So I'm working towards my own license. So I'm almost there.
Wow. Okay. I love that field. Oh, I remember my gorgeous friend. She's a Playboy bunny from the 70s, and Hugh Hefner called her the Money Bunny. And she's one of my best friends. She dated, yes, because she knew how to make money, and she is not just an interior designer. She is, and she's like, she's from New Zealand, and she's like, Barbara, this is very important that you know. I'm also an architecture. Wait, say it again.
What architect?
Architect. I'm an architect. So she's designing in China these mausoleums for, you know, the high-end people, like the president. And
wow.
You know, going in. Yes. So if I could help you in any way, like connecting you, because I want to do it too, but I wanted to go back to school, and she's like, no, you don't have to. You know me. I love her so much. Yeah.
Well, if you ever want to connect her and I would love that, because I'm working towards my license. I'm also certified in feng shui, and I want to marry the two worlds, and I would love to be designing spaces for people that, honestly, creating a space where the energy actually works for you, and like the space itself is helping you have a more positive experience in the spaces, and bringing about all that good luck and all that abundance as much as you can, because I've been told and taught by, I can design it that way. I can design it to work beautifully for every individual. And if someone else, if it changes hands and someone else owns it, it can be just reworked slightly so it works in their benefit as well. And I'm like, and I love this idea. Yeah. I have to expand on this concept.
Oh, my gosh. This is so important to me. I look this up every other day. Where should I put this mirror? Feng shui, where to hang the mirror? And it does make sense. You're never supposed to have your back to the door. I mean, no wonder people are in bad moods so much. I mean, go into their place and look at how they've got it all wrong. I mean, they're going to be edgy. They're going to wake up edgy. They're going to go to bed edgy. This is so important. This stuff is so very important, and people are not understanding that. And that's what I want to do. I want to tell everybody. I want to spread the word. This stuff is so important. Paranormal. It's not a bad word. You know,
it's energy. I'll say it's quantum physics. Energy. Like if you want to take out the spirit aspect of it, then it's quantum physics. It's energy that responds to your thoughts and
like Einstein.
The cues that you have, and you know, and it's arrangement. Let's say in the cosmos to allow energy flow in a certain way, and you're just simply directing how is it flowing for you today. Everybody's allowed to direct how their energy flows.
Physics? Was it he, Einstein, who started to study this?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Quantum physics.
Yes,
who
quantum physics.
Who started this? Was it Albert Einstein?
I think, well, he's one of the heavy hitters about it. Actually, I don't know offhand who started quantum
like
physics.
Him. I know, and I don't know, but I loved him. I did read his memoir, so that's why it rings a bell. So around that time. But, hey, people, it's taking people so long to just come aboard, tap into this. Is very special, and you have it right at your fingertips. Everybody does, right, Joseph?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Well, we want them to come to your next seminar and all the ones after that. So, hey, everybody, go to Instagram, because Joseph Dyro is very, he's like, you have a big presence on Instagram, more than most. And you're going to be able to find out everything about him. And I know why you like Instagram, because you're an artist. I love Instagram so much. You can share your art. You know, mine's my modeling and creating photos. Yours is creating, I don't know. Let's go look, everybody. Why don't we find out what is on Joseph Dyro's.
I have a separate artist account on Instagram. I haven't posted a lot because I do photography and I made paintings that are on there.
Oh,
I should post back. I dabble. Like I'm back and forth. I dabble. I love it. It's another form of expression. It's another form of art. And you know, and sometimes you know, it's whatever my eye sees that I think is appealing. So I tap into it.
Right. That is what I would perceive as art. Oh, it's so enjoyable. You know, open your mind, people. So Joseph_psychic medium on Instagram for all of the paranormal and the medium and talking to him and going to his seminars and finding out more about our wonderful guest today, Joseph Dyro, psychic medium extraordinaire. And he has another Instagram account with his art, which I am dying to see. So tell us what that is, Joseph.
Right.
That's just simply It's J Dyro Artist, where I post some pictures I create and photos I take, because I do a lot of nature and I do a lot of architectural photos because that's just what I'm a fan of. But there's some paintings I've done on there.
Okay.
And
just to
display.
Dyro Artist.
Sorry.
Donnie, please let me say the website. @JDaroArtist on Instagram for your art. So that's J, everybody. Juliet, Delta, Alpha, Indio, Romeo, Oscar, J Dyro Artist. Okay, follow him. Okay, continue, please.
But what I was going to say is, did you want to take one more call?
Yes, we can do that.
Right. Area code 707,
okay.
You're on the air.
Hi, caller.
This is Beth.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, I am. Thank you. I would like to know about love. When do you see that coming, and can you give me a description of the gentleman?
These are fun.
This is fun.
Let him soak it in. Oh, my gosh. Could I, ma'am, caller, could I have your name again, just because I write notes? You know, I keep them forever. Valerie.
Yes,
okay.
Valerie.
And thank you. I will not interrupt for your reading now.
Valerie, like before I answer that question, but I also feel like you keep thinking back about, I guess, a past relationship. And so your mind's still, I'll say, in the past in that sense, if that makes sense to you.
Not now. That's been a long, long time ago.
Okay. Because I still feel like there's still maybe some residual, maybe things, maybe just on the side, even though it was a long time ago, there's some things you just need to, snip the cord in your mind about, so you can be free and open to something else brand new. Because I love when people manifest things, because I do feel like, let's see, you've got somebody else coming, but not until possibly the fall, like mid-autumn time. Which also I feel like is maybe a special time for you. I think you're a fan of autumn, of when just that time of year. But somebody new, and the first thing spirit shows me is it might make sense later on what had happened. But a gentleman with glasses, tap in and just try to describe them. Oh, you also have, as I'm asking spirit, you also have both grandfathers that passed, but there's another father who's passed for you. Just talking about love. So anyway, they keep directing me back to, let's see, autumn time, this coming autumn. So which one is honestly not that far away. So with love.
Are we talking September, October? What are we talking month-wise?
Like October, November.
Okay.
Or at least, let's see, the opportunity. Yeah, this year. I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about this year. Because I'll say at least the opportunities where people come in, you do have to, I'll say, step out the door a little bit and be comfortable doing that. Well, I'll say, but the person I'm seeing is, I'll say, with glasses, they have light hair and they're I'll say about your height, maybe a little bit taller than you, but they're about your height. So, because Spirit's just telling me height-wise, and I'm like, all right, they're because I'm asking Spirit, you got to describe them to me, and Spirit's just like a little bit taller. I'm like, all right, like I can go, like I'm fine with a little bit taller. But somebody who's a little fiery for you, because they'll say you're more of a grounded person, so you need someone with who's a little fiery just to, I'll say, mustard things up. But the way this works is they're a little fiery and you're grounded, so you'll ground them and they'll, you know, you'll help them ground a bit, and you'll and they'll help you be a little, I'll say, be a little more, I'll say, active, a little more out there kind of a thing, which is good because it's just a little bit. I'm not saying they're going to change who you are. You're not changing who they are. Spirits are saying, like, but it's somebody, she needs somebody a little fiery who can, you know, who can muster up things a little bit and just make things just a little spicy for you. And I keep using that analogy. I'm sorry, but that's what I hear in my head.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
If you could hold out until, I'll say, the fall time, which is, I'm sorry, autumn time, October, November, for opportunities, which means that people are, because I feel like it's people talking. It's like, oh, let's just be out and just go out and just have a good time. Because I personally don't want you looking for them when you're out, because what happens with that is then, I'll say, you create an expectation and then, you know, then you miss it. Because if I say it's going to be here at this time, then you're looking the wrong way. And I'm like, I don't want you looking the wrong way. I want you to meet this person. And it won't dawn on you until after the fact. And just be like, oh, that's what that is. The spirit also wants me to draw attention to jingling keys. So I guess when you meet this person, you might take notice that they're jingling their keys. Some people have like little nervous habits or just little things, but they keep giving me jingling. And to me, you know, this is autumn, so it's not Christmas time. That's not my reference point. But they said, finally though, you're going to meet somebody who's going to stick, because that's something else you're concerned about. Like, it's nice to meet somebody, but are they going to stick? Yes, they are going to stick.
Oh, great. That was my next question. Yeah.
You also have a sister that, you know, that you've talked to, I guess, about this topic a lot.
Not so much a sister, no, a friend.
Okay, a friend. I guess then you feel like she's a sister. I guess is my feeling out the energy, because spirits are telling me like you've changed your mind a couple of times on, I guess, the description of what you're looking for. Just that, like, you tweak it. I'll say maybe tweak's the better word, but. I love how you have someone to just bounce everything off of, because she supports you so very much, and she loves you very, very, she loves you deeply. So the two of you have a wonderful relationship. But your other fear is, if you meet somebody, is she going to like them, is what I'm getting at. Is she going to like them because her opinion matters? She will like him. This is all good.
Oh, good. Great.
So you just have to hold out.
Yeah.
You just have to hold out for, I'll say, a few more months, because autumn's not that far away. It really isn't anymore. And let's see, I just want you to be happy and open to just going out and just enjoying yourself, because that's the most attractive part, is when you're out enjoying yourself, just being happy,
right.
Just vibing on those happy vibes. But again, I will just to remind you, I see someone with glasses and has light hair and just a little bit taller than you. So I'll say, keep on the lookout for that.
That's
how I am. But I'll say at the same time, don't be like, where are they? Like, no, you're, I'm out. Where are they? You know, like with the
no,
with the binoculars.
Because
no, don't
I,
do that.
Hey,
because
I,
that
I
could
interrupt.
No,
I wouldn't do that. Excuse me. This is Barbara, the co-host.
Barbara.
Okay. I don't want you to go. I want to interject something, which I thought was so, it's really cool, because you feel like you're living in it. And I got lost in this because I was having a deja vu, like I'm listening to a podcast, and then I like shook myself up and I'm like, I'm actually podcast. Isn't that weird, you guys? You were like, I was experiencing your different realm, right? Wow.
Right.
Uh-huh. I think so. I mean, looking at energy in a different perspective as of tonight because of you, Joseph Dyro, it's true. Is Johnny awake? Hello, Johnny. Come on.
I'm here.
You are not letting yourself go. I don't know what is up with him, but he feels like he's the only one who cannot tap in. I know it. I read the minds. I've tapped in the mind recently.
Joseph?
Yes.
Hello? is this gentleman still working, or is he retired?
Still working.
Okay.
Still working. Retirement might be in the picture, but I just to answer the question, I feel still working. Still doing something to keep himself busy.
And this is long term, as you said.
Yes.
Okay. Great. I have to call you back when this occurs.
Yes, call me back. Let me know. I'd love to hear about it. Also, I also just want to say, like, I see you drinking coffee. So, like, either, like, I guess you're a coffee person or a mug, something like a drink in the mug kind of a person.
Tea.
I drink coffee and tea, but it's I see the mug in my mind, but you'll be drinking something like that when these events occur, because I'm also just asking for it to tap me into that moment, and I'm like, all right, there's a mug in front of me, if not at that moment, then, or like maybe that day, and it's like, which is, I know it's not specific enough for me, but I'm just asking spirit, tell me more about you, and that's what they give me.
Okay. Do you see a move with this gentleman, or just separate places?
I see separate places. I think that works better in the beginning, let's say, because it's. I'll say, if it sounds exciting to you, I don't feel it's the right move right away, because you still need to have yours.
I'm sorry, you guys. We have to end the show because we're going to go overtime, and I don't want to cut you off. And hey, please contact Joseph Dyro. You guys are having a great conversation, and I don't want to end it at all. You can have a private session with him, right, Joseph?
Well,
wow.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
she
you,
can
both.
Contact me.
Thank
like
you.
I can answer a question for her.
Oh, beautiful! Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good
night, ma'am. You don't have to run off. I'm just saying. I don't want her to run off. I didn't mean to chase her off. I was just saying
we have
to end it. Okay. Thank you for staying. We do have to end the show because of our broadcast timing, which it was over at 6. So it gives us a few extra minutes, but then can cut us off. So I didn't want that to happen to you, ma'am. And you were amazing. And I'm so glad you're getting
so much
from our wonderful guest, Joseph Dyro. And you, Joseph_psychicmedium@Instagram. Okay. @Joseph_psychicmedium. And then just instant message him and then book it.
Yes, please.
You're so easy to talk to and just amazing on top of that. And just, I don't know how many people you touched tonight, but it was quite amazing, including myself. And not just for the readings, but to open our eyes up to look at things in a different perspective. Because I kept asking why, and now I don't have as many whys. And that is saying something. Because I've been having on for 2.5 years psychics, mediums, and counselors, and all kinds of helper people in the universe. You know, and you really are standing out here. And thank you so much from the bottom of our heart, right, Johnny, for being here tonight.
Thank you. Thank you both for having me on the show. And thank you both for letting me express whatever information Spirit has to express to you and everyone else out tonight. To me, it's an absolute honor and an absolute pleasure.
It was amazing.
Thank you
so much, Joseph. And thank you, caller. And please continue your quest for your top spirituality in life, because that's what we need to strive for. It's all about love. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
thank you.
Johnny.